We want to pray for Jennifer Cartwright, who's having surgery number 3 to correct some bad side effects from a hysterectomy about 6 months ago. The family of Wes Conway, who passed away Friday. The family of Scott Parker, who passed away April 26th, and his services will be tomorrow. We want to pray for Debbie, who was doing pre-op for a knee replacement, and they found lung cancer.
Wow. Okay.
And then an unspoken prayer for my daughter, Michaela.
Okay. All right. Praise God. Let's go to the throne room, ladies.
And let's and Lisa Taylor, prayers for Ella, please.
For Ella. Okay. Yes. All right. Well, let's go to the throne room. Father, we thank you and praise you, God, that we can come boldly before your throne room, not because we walk in perfection, not because we are enough, but God, because Jesus was enough. He came and accomplished the work that needed to be done so we could come boldly before your throne room and find grace to help us in our time of need. And so right now, we're coming boldly. And Father, we're not only just coming to your throne, we know and recognize that, God, you have called us to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, who is seated at the right hand of the Father on the throne. And we thank you, God, that we are one with you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We're one. And so, God, we want to walk in oneness with you. Father, we want to pray as you would pray. God, right now, we ask you to speak to us and let us hear you, and then we will pray. God, because we know that whatever is according to your will be done. And so, Father, right now, we lift these precious people to you. Right now, we want to lift up to you, Sister Ella. God, you know Lisa Taylor has asked for us to cover Ella. Father, you know what's going on with Ella. We just lift her before you. Father, we thank you that you care about Ella. God, we thank you that you created Ella, that Ella has a purpose. And God, right now, we call forth Ella's purpose and destiny in Jesus' name. Father, we claim her for the kingdom of God. We thank you that she is your daughter. And Father, we just rebuke the devourer that would try to come up against Ella. Right now, we say you have no place in Ella. You have no place over Ella. She belongs to the Most High. We command you to let her go and let her serve her God in Jesus' name. God is her father. And Father, right now we ask you to bless Ella. We ask you to put your favor upon Ella. We ask for wholeness and healing upon Ella in her body and in her soul, God, that there would be healing on her. Father, that you would just cover Ella. God, that you'd keep her in the midst of everything that Ella goes through. Father, we ask you to turn it for good. Father, that nothing shall be used for her demise, but God, you will cause everything that comes up against her to be used for her good and for to cause her to grow and to walk into everything you've called her to walk into, God. I thank you that you are a good father. And Father, I just pray for Lisa. I just ask you to give Lisa peace that passes all understanding. God, that she can know when she lifts Ella to you, that Father, as she prays your word over Ella, God, she can know that will not return void, but it will accomplish what you sent it forth to be done, what to do. God, we know that your word is more powerful. Jesus spoke the word and it was done. Jesus spoke the word. And so we want to speak the word over Ella as well. We want to speak the word over every one of these people that we're lifting before you, because God, we know the word works. And so Father, right now we speak over Ella. It is you who begun a good work in Ella, and it is you who will complete it. That's your word. So Father, we ask you to complete your work over Ella, because your plans, you said, are for good and not for evil. It's to give Ella an expected end. And so Father, we call forth the expected end of God for Ella, that your expectation for Ella will be accomplished in the earth in Jesus' name. Now, Father, we lift up Jennifer Cartwright. Father, we thank you that you're with her. God, we thank you that you've kept her. The Lord said, I have kept Jennifer through every one of these surgeries that did not go well, and you shall keep her through this as well. Father, your word says that you keep your children. You keep us. You sustain us. And so, Father, right now, we just want to ask you to go before Jennifer, that this surgery will not only go well, but it will accomplish your good will and purposes for Jennifer. God, I thank you that in the midst of this, that's what I heard the Spirit say, in the midst of it, he's been teaching Jennifer how to lean on him even more. There's been a good thing that's come out of this. Even in the midst of all the things that were not good, God is working good in this thing. And so, Father, right now, we ask that as she goes, that you will go before her and be the surgeon in that room. You're the great physician. And so we call on the great physician to be over this, that this will be the last. Right now, we speak over this situation. We say, no more surgeries in Jesus' name. This shall be the last surgery in Jesus' name. We loose healing of Christ upon her. It is Jesus who came to heal. And so we say, Jennifer is healed by the stripes on Christ's back. That's the word of God. She's healed. And so, body, we command you to line up. You are healed. This surgery will go well, and she will walk out healed and whole. No more surgeries in Jesus' name. God, we thank you that they are correcting side effects from the hysterectomy she had 6 months ago. Father, we ask you to get in there and correct everything that needs to be corrected. God, you are the great physician. Accomplish this today. Father, give her peace that passes all understanding. Okay, I bind up all bitterness that would come in her, that would make her, you know, because Father, when we feel like we've been done wrong, we can become bitter because of that. So any bitterness that would try to come and attach itself to her, we rebuke it in Jesus' name. We say, you will not come on her. She is a child of God. The joy of the Lord is Jennifer's strength. So we impart the joy of the Lord to her right now, that she shall be joyful even in the midst of what's gone wrong, that this will turn for a testimony unto God, that the world will see how good God is because of how good he's been to Jennifer. Father, right now we lift up the family of Wes Conway and Scott Parker. Father, there is no one that can comfort us like you. So we call on the Comforter to come and minister to these two families. Father, we thank you for Wes, and we thank you for Scott. We thank you for their lives. And Father, as the families are in a time of grief, we ask you to comfort them. Father, that in the midst of their questions, in the midst of their doubts, in the midst of their anger and confusion, we ask you to manifest yourself, that you show up. In fact, your word tells us that you're very near to the brokenhearted. So I thank you that you are near to Wes and Scott's family right now. You're very near. Now, Father, we ask you to manifest yourself to them. Send people by who will release the words of life unto these families, the words of truth to these families. God, the words of comfort, that this family shall be able to come up out of the heaviness and be able to walk in the midst of the grief, walk in a peace, in a place of hope. God, that they will not grieve without hope, but they'll grieve with hope. And I thank you, Father, that you're the one that can accomplish that, and you will. And we lift up Debbie. Father, we see that she's been in a situation, God, where, Father, we thank you that she went in for a knee replacement and they found this. Now, God, we know that that cancer is not from you. Father, that lie that's been going through the body for years that says, well, it may be God's will. No, God's will is to heal. God's will is not to kill. So I thank you, God, that you did not put this on Debbie. I rebuke that in Jesus' name. This is the work of the enemy, but I thank you in the midst of the work of the enemy, you bring good. And so, God, right now I ask you to bring good in the midst of this cancer diagnosis. God, that you would bring life in it. I cancel every word curse spoken over Debbie in Jesus' name. We say she shall not die, but she shall live. I thank you, God, that you exposed the enemy, that the enemy came in and tried to put something in there that would stay hidden till it rose up and overtook her. But God, you exposed it. When she went in for a knee replacement, you brought to light something else that was going on. Thank you for exposing it. Now, we ask that all cancer be eradicated. We send the blood of Jesus to eradicate all cancer in Jesus' name. Cancer is just a name, but Jesus is the name above all other names. And we speak the name of Jesus over Debbie right now. And we command all cancer to dry up and leave this vessel right now in Jesus' name. By the authority that we've been given in Jesus' name, we rebuke cancer right now in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for life overtaking any death that was trying to rise up in Debbie. We loose the life of God into Debbie. Father, I ask for peace to her mind, to her heart. God, send her a word of encouragement, word of truth. God, get to her those scriptures, those healing scriptures. I don't know if anybody knows Debbie, but I say right now, if you know her, get to her the healing scriptures. Get to her. Now we can get these things on even our Pandora, where you can pull up scriptures that are put to music. Begin to play healing scriptures over yourself, Debbie. Begin to release them in the atmosphere. Just let them play all day long, every day, because God's word is more real than what we see, what we hear, what we feel, what we're experiencing. His word is truth, and his word has set us free. He sent forth his word, and he healed them. And so, God, send forth your word right now. We believe and stand with her for healing in Jesus' name. Now I lift up Tina's daughter, Michaela. Father, I thank you that you know the unspoken request. You know what's on her heart. And so, Father, right now we lift it before you and we ask you, God, to minister to the needs of Michaela. God, we ask you to get in there and begin to, God, unveil everything that needs to be dealt with. God, everything that needs to come to light. God, every solution. We call forth the solutions of God right now. We call forth the wisdom of God right now. God, we call forth protection right now in Jesus' name. God, we thank you that you are our protector. Hem her in on every side. God, that she shall be covered in this hour. God, that no harm shall befall her. And Father, cause her to rise up and trample on the serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy that comes up to harm her. That Father, she shall know how to handle it. She shall know how to walk this out in Jesus' name. And I thank you, God, that you are in them. And greater is the one that is in them than he that is in the world. So we declare that every work of the devil against Michaela is destroyed in Jesus' name. It comes to nothing. But the good plans of God shall come forth, Michaela, for Michaela, and they shall be accomplished, for it is God who is working this thing out for Michaela's favor, and we stand by faith in it, God, and we thank you for the confidence we have in you today, and I speak peace to Tina, I speak peace to Michaela, and I speak peace over this situation. No more turmoil. I cast out all turmoil in Jesus' name. I cast out all trouble in Jesus' name. The one who come to trouble, we send you out in Jesus' name. You shall not rob them of their peace. Their peace belongs to them, for Jesus said, I gave them my peace. So they have peace, and we call it back in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it, God. We give you all glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And then there's one more.
Did I miss it?
No, I just remembered
okay.
it.
Okay.
Well, we have one more coming over here. Lisa Taylor had an unspoken.
Yeah.
We got that
yes.
one. Praise God.
My sister and her husband contacted me this weekend. Mm-hmm. And ask us to pray for Robert's dad, Robert Guilford Sr.
Okay.
Who went down the stairs in his scooter. He's had a stroke and he's paralyzed on one side, so he's in a scooter.
Yes.
Okay. And he's in the VA hospital. He's a veteran.
Mm.
And he's in the VA hospital in Clinton, Oklahoma. Okay. And they took him on an outing to a car show in Altus. And somehow, some way, he ended up going downstairs in his scooter and got hurt really bad.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
So if we can pray for him.
Yes. Oh, Father.
And then also let's pray for Robert, who is going to be standing for his dad.
Okay. Okay. So Robert Jr.? Is that
both
what you're,
of them,
okay,
Robert
Sr. is the one that fell.
Yes.
Okay. All right, Father, we are so thankful that, God, you are with Robert. Father, Robert Sr. and Robert Jr., God, you've got them. And so, Father, when things like this happen, God, it is very difficult because, Father, we just feel we feel cheated. We feel wronged, God. Things were not right. And so, Father, something happened and there was a mistake. Now, Father, we just ask you to come in and, God, that you would just cover this family. Cover them right now, Father. Lord, that they could rest in you. God, I ask for peace that passes all understanding to guard their hearts and minds. Father, as they are dealing with this situation, Robert Jr., God, we ask you to give him wisdom. God, we ask you to counsel him. We ask you to lead him. Father, that he would not be led in any way by anger, God, because we know anger does not achieve the righteousness of God. So we loose unto him the wisdom of God, the counsel of God, that he shall move forward in everything you tell him to move forward in and how to move forward. Now, Father, we ask for healing, Father, for Robert Sr. God, this is something that's devastating. And so, Father, we thank you that even in the midst of a devastating situation, you're still there. God, you're still there. You said you're with us when we sleep and when we awake. You said there's no place we can go that you aren't already there. Psalm 139, God, you told us this. And so, Father, I thank you that even in the midst of this fall, this terrible accident, you were with Robert Sr. and you're still with him. God, right now we ask you to turn this thing around for good. We speak healing to his body. We speak wholeness to his mind. God, right now we ask you to give the doctors wisdom, knowledge, discernment, how to help him. God, we ask you to cause his body to heal. Every work of the devil against Robert Sr. and Robert Jr., we cancel it in Jesus' name. We declare Jesus already destroyed the works of the devil, so this too has been destroyed. And we put you in remembrance, Satan, that the works, that your works against Robert Sr. and Robert Jr. have already been destroyed, and we command you to back away from them in Jesus' name. And we loose the good plans of God onto this situation. God, we call for life in this situation. God, we ask for peace in this situation. We loose the peace of God. We loose the wisdom of God. We loose the right mind of God into this situation. God, we loose your comfort, because Father, we just know that you have called us to even defend our brethren. And so God, as Robert Jr. goes to defend his father, we ask you to show him how to do that in a way that is wise. And God, that your perfect will come forth. And God, that you'll take care of every need. Every need be taken care of. Every financial need be taken care of. And I thank you that all our needs are supplied according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And so we claim those riches that are needing to be supplied right now for this family. And we thank you that they're there, and everything shall be taken care of. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. Mm. And Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located right here at the Promise Center in
Amen.
Elk City. It's okay.
It's on me while you're talking.
It's okay. You should have been moving your lips.
Oh, you talk so fast, I don't think I could have done it.
Well, I didn't microman it, so you know the micro machine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She has done that before.
I love it.
She can go fast with that instrument.
Boy, she knows how to do it, doesn't she? That's cute.
Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue in Elk City, Apostle Casey Elliott. The Refuge Church is, oh, do you want her to do this one?
You can do it. You know, I take too much time. It's hard for me.
The Refuge, we'll help her sister out this morning.
Thank you.
The Refuge Church is now at New Liberty Church at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sarah, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey.
See, you were so quick about it. I'm like, where are we? What are we doing?
There is a Western Plains Down Biker Association motorcycle awareness event May 13th from 10 to 5 at the Elk City Convention Center, 1016 East Airport Industrial Road in Elk City, Oklahoma.
Mm. Heart to heart, baby bottle boomerang. Mm. They toss you a bottle. You fill it up for the month of May and then hand it back to them. Am I hurt if we
toss it back?
Yeah. But yeah.
That's awesome. I love that.
So if your church is looking for a fundraiser or something to sew into, this would be a great thing to do.
That's wonderful. I love it. That's a great idea.
And do you have the address of theirs? Okay. And if you don't want the baby bottle and you would like to donate or sow a seed, you can send it to the address or you can call the number Miss Tina is about to give.
P.O. Box 2122, Elk City, Oklahoma, 73648. Or you can call 580-243-2229.
Awesome. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for two estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. The quality of life is not based on the ups and downs, but what you gain in these times. There's always something good in every situation. I know this can be hard to understand with all the bumps and bruises we encounter. It's not what happens that matters. It's what did you receive through that encounter. Encounters can knock you down or lift you up. The decision is yours.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford Elk City, only at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey. Her title for this morning is The Conversation That Changed the World.
Wow.
Back to you, sister.
Amen. Praise God. Well, let's jump into the word. I want to just get right back into it. The conversation that changed the world. Every day we're having conversations. I'd be curious to know how many we have in a day, but it's all day, every day. And these conversations sometimes are good conversations, sometimes they're bad conversations. And we know that what we receive is going to come out in some way. And so we can be used for the enemy's agenda or we can be used for God's agenda. But not only that, it's what we speak, but it's not only what we speak, it's what we hear. And so I want to jump right back in. The serpent, it says, was more subtle than any beast. That means he was crafty, okay? Let me say this, he was drawing Eve into a conversation. You and I should never be drawn into a conversation with the enemy. I was so blessed by Sister Monica just a second ago because the enemy clearly came and said something to her and she shut it down immediately. Now, I don't know what he said to her, but she shut it down. And so that's how we have to deal with the enemy, because sometimes we think our thoughts are our thoughts, but they're not. A lot of times our thoughts are the enemy whispering to us. And remember, he whispers divination. So he's trying to pull us in a wrong direction. And so we've got to take authority over the thoughts that even come in. That's why the word says we got to take every thought captive and cast it down at the feet of Jesus. We make it obey Jesus Christ. And let me say it this way. Satan comes not for an innocent conversation. He comes with a diabolical plan, okay? He has a plan, and his plan is to subvert you, to draw you in the wrong direction, okay? The problem was Eve entered into a conversation. Now, this is powerful to me. Let's grab a hold of this. I want you to see this. He says, "Hath God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent," there was the problem. She entered back in. And the woman said unto the serpent, and she began to make a dialogue with him. Remember, Jesus did not do that. It says, and Jesus said, it is written, and then he gave the scripture. Okay, so that's how he dealt with Satan. But she entered in. "We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die." Now, let me show you that in the beginning she said, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden." She corrected him because he said, "You shall not eat of every tree of the garden." So it sounds good because she actually corrected him. No. He said we can eat of the trees of the garden. She corrected Satan. So sometimes we're doing something that seems righteous, but it's actually we're entering into territory we were never meant to enter into. See, it sounds good. It's like, oh, I'm going to correct this enemy right now. No. We aren't even supposed to enter into that with him. So she entered in to correct him. But I want you to see what happens next. What happens next is, it says, then she says, but... Then she went a little further. Of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. So now we see she goes further than what God has said. Now let me share with you what happened here. What we see here is that a little of something, right? A little leaven leavens the whole lump. See, sometimes we think, oh, it's just a little, I'm entering into a little bit of a conversation. I'm just having, I have a little bit of an attitude. It was just a little false teaching. It was just a little gossip. It was just a little slander. You see, we look at things as little as they don't matter. But the Bible says in Song of Solomon that the little foxes spoil the vineyard. Okay, they come in and spoil it. It's the little things, okay? So a little thing that she thought was not a big deal, entering into a conversation with him to correct him wasn't a bad deal. But let's see what happened. A little bit allowed the enemy to rub off on her, okay? He exaggerated the truth, and she began to exaggerate the truth. See, at first she corrected him, but then entering in allowed him. She entertained what he said. She entertained for just a moment what he said. And then before you knew it, he rubbed off on her. She began to exaggerate. Well, he said we couldn't eat of the tree in the middle of the garden, and we can't even touch it lest we die. See, now she's exaggerating. Now she's beginning to be influenced by the enemy. Now I want you to see as you go on, and it says, and the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die, for God does know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Did you catch this? It was about knowing something. It was right here that something was shifting. She was going to know something. Let me say it like this. The devil, I find this fascinating. Leviticus 19:31 says this, don't seek after wizards. Okay. Now we know that. I'm not going to seek after words from a wizard. But let me tell you what the word wizard means. The word wizard there is fascinating. It actually means knowing one. Okay? Now let me explain a little deeper here. What I'm saying to you is that when you go to a wizard, you're trying to seek information you don't know. You want to get to someone who knows something you don't know. So now you're going to a wizard because maybe he can tell you your future. Maybe he can help you know something you didn't know. See, can I tell you right now, you're not supposed to know your future. God knows your future. He said, Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you. See, God has plans for you. But sometimes, what are people doing when they go to psychics? They want to know their future. They want to know what path they should take. You're not to know that. You're to know God. The Bible said, know God and heed his instructions. That's the only thing we were supposed to know. See, they were supposed to eat from the tree of life, which is to eat from the tree of God, for God is life. Amen? They were to eat and know only God. But the minute that Satan came in, he enticed her and said, don't you want to be like God? Don't you want to know some things? See, all of a sudden she starts going, oh, okay, maybe I don't know everything I thought I should know. And so she wants to know something she wasn't supposed to know. She wasn't even supposed to know these things that she was being enticed to know. So it says, you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food. See, something had already shifted here. Because see, she couldn't see good and evil before that. But all of a sudden, she entered into a conversation. She began to know some things God said it was better for her not to know. And now all of a sudden, her perception has changed. Because now she can see something that she had not seen before. She saw that the tree of good and evil was good for food. Okay? So all of a sudden, she's like, ooh, okay, that does look good. I think that would be good. See, let me say this. Our perception is changed when the diviner, the serpent, gets into our ear. Our perception has changed. You see, this is why we can't entertain him. He changes our perception. All of a sudden, we're condoning things that we didn't condone for before. Because all of a sudden, it's like, oh, well, I mean, it don't seem that bad. See, he wants us to enter into. I cannot even begin to tell you the things I've entered into conversation with Satan. I didn't realize I was entering into a conversation with him. But I start to think, maybe this ain't so bad. Maybe this is okay. I start to justify things that God said no to. Amen? You see, why? Because I entered into a dialogue with the enemy that I didn't realize. And all of a sudden, I've entertained some things, and my perception has changed, and now I think, it ain't so bad. See, there was a time in my life, let me say it this way, And I know not everybody's with me. Boy, they go, oh, they cry out and they go, you're religious, you're radical. I say, no, I'm sticking to God's word. God said I was not to set my eyes on anything that was, I was not to set these eyes on things that were not of God. I was not to be putting them on things that were not right. That's God. Is he not right? Is he not, does he not know all? There's a reason. He's not trying to hold me back from things that my flesh enjoys. He's telling me, Tammy, it's dangerous. It's deceptive. It's subtle. It's something slow. It's taking over slowly, Tammy. Don't give in to it. So he tells us to not put our eyes on anything. He said, we're to stay innocent, is what he said. And so but when I came out of the world, I watched all kinds of filth and all that stuff. And when I came out, boy, I was hardcore. I've told y'all before. I mean, I burned anything that I thought, was of the enemy. Boy, I was like taking it all, even my husband's stuff. I was throwing it in the trash, burning it. I was like getting that stuff out of here. And he came home and he was like, what about my stuff? I'm like, it's all of the devil and it's got to go. You know, so I didn't give him time to change. I was changing it myself. So it was terrible. But anyway, you know what? God knew my heart in the midst of it. And so did my husband, praise God. But in the end, I pulled away from everything. Boy, you call me legalist, okay? I was legalistic to the hills, and I was setting everybody else free. I wasn't really. I was condemning everybody. I was running around telling everybody what was going to happen if they didn't change. And so there was no love in my heart. It was just all like passion for God, and it was used wrongly of the enemy, but God was also raising me up and helping me mature. But all that to say, there came a season in my life where the enemy got into my ear, and I didn't understand what was going on, and I began to I was around some people who were entertaining and watching things that were not okay. And it caused me to start going, well, they're of God, you know, and like, I mean, I want to be like them. I mean, they were anointed men and women of God. And I was like, well, if they're watching these things, then I can't be that bad, you know. And so I kept hearing the enemy, it's okay, it's okay. You're not going to do these things. You're just watching them, you know. I was like, oh, okay, okay. I'm not going to do them. That's right. I'm not going to do them. It's okay to watch it. I'm just not going to do it, you know. And that's all. I didn't understand the deception, okay. And I went back entirely to watching stuff that I'm ashamed to even tell you I was watching, okay. Because some of it was getting into pornographic stuff. And I was entertaining things I should have never entertained. And I didn't understand it because guess what? My perception changed. I started seeing things differently because I entertained a conversation I should have never entertained with the devil. I should have shut it down immediately. I should have quoted the word to him, but I didn't. So our perception changes. How many times have you been in a conversation with someone specifically and they're talking bad about someone, okay, and then your perception of that person they're talking about has changed?
Come on.
It happens all the time. It gets in our heart, and my perception has now changed about someone else. My sister said it this way. I just said, wow, boy, that was some good stuff. She said, Tammy, we're always talking about how we need to understand our authority, and we need to be bold in the authority that the Lord has given us. But she said, how bold do we want to be? She said, because sometimes we're thinking about boldness of putting the devil under our feet, but we're not thinking about boldness of being in a conversation with somebody that it's going in a wrong way and shutting that thing down and turning away from that conversation, because that's hard. Mm-hmm. But that's boldness.
Yeah. Because it's like, you don't want to be rude.
No.
I don't want to be rude.
No.
And not,
yes.
And just, I can't go there. See you later. Bye.
Yes.
You know?
You feel bad.
Yeah.
You feel bad. But there's got to be a way to do this with grace, right? Jesus, I mean, when you hear him, he said, get behind me, Satan. I say, well, that's intense. I don't know if I can say that. I don't know how that'd go if I start saying that. I mean, I could try it. I'll come back next month and tell you how it worked.
Hey, did
okay?
You hear about the sister over here that was.
Oh!
I was trying. You can practice. We'll do some practice.
Oh my gosh! Here I'm like, what? Can you see how we need to grow?
We'll get together and do some practicing because I need some.
This is awesome. Oh my gosh. Oh, I need you to call me on a regular basis and say that. Hey, did you hear about so and so?
How about every day at 6:30?
Okay. I need it. I need it, you know, because practice really is,
yes.
Makes perfect. Okay.
Yes.
So, but that's what happens. The devil comes in, and we're, you know, gossip and slander are things that we're not to know. This is the things we're not to know. It's evil, okay? And so sometimes, you know how it is. Hey, did you hear? Just like you said. I love you. Oh, I can't really take that. It was so good. Okay. They come up, somebody, you know, and it's innocent. I've said it before. Did you hear about so-and-so? Immediately, it's like, okay, wait a minute, wait a minute. Wait a minute, where are we going with this, okay? Because that thing is bringing us in because we want to know something we don't know. It's like, well, what do you know about so-and-so, okay? It's curiosity that killed the cat, right? Because we're being drawn in and we don't even recognize it, okay? And so we've got to be aware this is how the enemy operates. This is how he operates. And we're going to get a code word at our church, okay? We're going through this study, and then we're going to have a code word. We're going to have something. My sister said we need to say something about like this. And let me say this, and I'll get ready to close. But the let me say it this way. The first sin was not Eve disobeying God and eating the forbidden fruit. The first sin was slandering of God. Satan slandered God. He misrepresented God. He twisted his words, and he tried to change Eve's perception of God. He slandered him. Now let me tell you this: when Satan was in heaven, he began to slander God. He began to gossip about God. He began to accuse God. Somewhere along the line, he began to talk to a third of the angels. He talked to many. He brought a third of the angels with him. He convinced a third of the angels that God was not good and that they needed to pull away and do their own thing. He talked them into that. A third of those angels went with him. And let me say this. When we entertain and listen to slander, accusation, and gossip, things that we were never to know, when we entertain this, we run the risk of losing our position, our influence, and our authority. A third of the angels lost their position, they lost their influence, and they lost their authority. And you and I run that same risk. Can you understand why Satan is trying to get you to entertain those things? Because he wants you to lose your power, your position, your influence, your authority. He doesn't want you to have it. And so he comes to send this to us so that he can really strip us of what we have to tear him down, right? To tear his kingdom down. And so all that to say, these conversations, and I'll close with this passage here. I could go on and on and on because the Lord has been speaking to me so much about this. I want to pull up one passage here. Give me just a second.